How you feel about the Pro Bowl?
Man, it's a blessing. It's an honor to be selected into the Pro Bowl this year. And, you know, unfortunately, man, I got bigger hopes than that right now. And I'm just so blessed and honored to be in the Pro Bowl this year.
A lot of people, they say, like, they kind of get recognized a year too late. Like, they, you know what I mean? Like, they have to make their – you kind of got recognized right away. How good of a feeling is that as far as, like, it seems like you're hitting your stride and they saw that right away?
Man, you know, it's already been written. I'm just going to continue to follow in God's plan and continue giving him all the glory and, you know, keep working hard. And, you know, my teammates have been doing a great job throughout this whole entire season of, you know, keeping me on track and, you know, just keeping me focused. And, you know, I'm very happy and excited about that moment.
What would it mean for you to be able to play in Orlando with everyone there?
Well, that's already written. You know, of course I can play there. But like I said, man, I'm focused on bigger things than that right now. And, you know, hopefully if it doesn't work out, you know, how things are planned. And, you know, I'll be happy to play back in my hometown city.
How different is Sam Bradford in this passing game playing now as opposed to all the way back in week 2, which feels like almost 2 seasons ago now?
You know, after watching him, man, he seems a lot more comfortable. You know, he's starting to get the rhythm. And, you know, he's on a great page with those wide receivers now. And, you know, it's the second half of the season, and, you know, he's been playing great ball.
As a team that was in desperate mode here, you know, back in November, things were not going well. What do you expect out of the Vikings, given that their hopes are almost extinguished and it's going to be a pretty desperate team?
You know, it's the same thing they were saying about us a couple weeks ago. You know, it's still the NFL, still a great team. You know, they still have great players, and everything they want in front of them is still right in front of them. So, you know, this game is going to be about us, and, you know, we got to go out and win this one.
When Aaron was saying what he did when you guys were 4-6 about running the table, and he said it was just kind of a feeling, it wasn't like he was trying to predict the future, was that feeling common? Was that something that you all saw that was a possibility, or what was your mind frame at that time when you were 4-6?
You know, everything was still in front of us. You know, there wasn't a doubt in this locker room that, you know, we wouldn't be where we are right now. And, you know, just hearing A-Rod say that really put the icing on the cake and, you know, made everybody believe even more. And, you know, we just got to keep hitting it on all cylinders.